Char Edwards, Danbury. It says Webster High School, but I know better. It's Dansbury. If there is anybody I've seen on this Stout basketball program that fits Thomas basketball as good, it's got to be Char Edwards. Not Church was, but run and gun, run and gun. You love to run. Or do you love to run?
I absolutely love to run. I feel very comfortable when I run, and that's like, when I'm running, I don't have to think about things that much, so it's just like, I just go out and do it, and it's just like, my first, like, instinct is run and just go and go, 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 and like...
You got a rebound, now you're gonna go.
Yeah, if I get a rebound, I'm gone. Like, that's what I love to do. I like to get out in front of everybody and just, I like to go either go to the basket or either dish out, and that's one of my favorite things.
The other side of the coin is your defense. I mean, if somebody gets ahead of you, you're going F.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to get beat like that, especially, like, if I'm in the backcourt and they get a steal up in the front court, there's no way. I'm going to, like, gut it out and get in front of them, and I'm not going to let them, like, get a wide-open layup just, like, by themselves. I'm going to try to, like, do my best to stop them, so.
You had quite a – when you first came to Stout, KD was here, and Kelsey was – well – she was a runner, too. I mean, she got out and ran. You two kids, really. Did you ever go head-to-head with her in a foot race?
With Kelsey? No, no.
I've thought about that. It'd be fun to watch. Here comes Char, and there goes Kelsey. Here we come. I mean, that's your thoughts on this type of basketball. Now, I know that you didn't play this kind of ball at Webster High School. Your thoughts on this transition and now 4 years later playing T-ball?
I mean, I was in my mind at Webster, like, I would love to run, so that was part of my game, but it wasn't, like, part of the team's game. So when I came to Stout and I was introduced to the run-and-gun system, I mean, obviously, like, it felt really good, and, like, I fit in really well, and, like, I think it's just a great system to learn, and a lot of people look at it as a bunch of, like, chaos, and there's not much, like, everybody's just running everybody everywhere, but, like, there's definitely a system, and, like, once you get the system down, it's just a lot easier, and, like, you do, like, get people confused, and, like, people are, like, kind of, like, you're, like, whoa, step back a little bit, like, of course, like, Stout's a run-and-gun team, and everybody knows that, so, I mean, that's fun.
Your last shot at Superior, probably, up here in Superior right now. Your sister's up here. You've been playing at Superior for 4 years, but it's probably closer to home than even Stout. Your thoughts on why Stout over Superior?
Why Stout over Superior? Just because, like, I like the run and gun system, and, like, I think we're the only one out of this conference that a really run and gun system. I mean, like, everybody wants to, like, have that system, but we're Stout is a team that has that down. So, like, I just fit better here, and, like, I looked at that, and, like, what made me comfortable is coming into a great program with all these good girls. I can learn from, like, all the other girls ahead of me and, like, step up my game and just really fit in with the running gun system. So,
kiddo, your high school career was involved, well, evolved around track, a great part as well. Track at Stout, your thoughts here, and because it's really not, it's basketball over track?
It definitely is basketball over track right now. I mean, my freshman and sophomore year, I did run track. I just decided that, I mean, since the basketball season is very long and I dedicated a lot of time to basketball, I just didn't want to fall behind in track or feel like I'm, like, I didn't have much success as I did in high school. So, like, I mean, I would love to do track, but I just need a lot more time to practice.
Yeah, here's a kid that is a freshman qualified for nationals, too. I mean, this wasn't just something that you fall off the train, or, I mean, you had that natural ability. We've talked about athletics. How about academics? What part did academics play in your role at Tony Stout?
I really looked into it. Like, when I first came to Stout, I really wanted to go into a science major. So they set me up with applied science, and I absolutely loved the classes that I was in. It was just like some of, like, the first classes are just so big, and I wasn't used to that, like, having that many people in my class, so, like, it was kind of, like, intimidating. But I switched my major my junior year to service management, which I absolutely love right now because I love all the classes and I love the professors, and, like, it's just, like, so, like, homely. Like, everybody's just, like, loves to help each other out.
What do you do with service management?
It's a program where you no matter what. And in the business, if you have your customer, if it's customer satisfied, then you're all, like, your ultimate decision, or, like, the end product is going to be better, just because, like...
You got a dream as to what you want to do in service management?
Not right now. I just want to do a few internships, maybe, and, like, go from there, and then decide what I really want to do. But, like, my ultimate goal is to go international, because I love traveling, and I love, like, getting out and about and learning new things about the world and everything like that. So I'd love to, like, do something international.
From Danbury, Wisconsin, I call it up in the woods because our cabin was there for 35 years, so we know about Danbury, love that countryside, and coming to Menominee and now going to the world. Shar Edwards will do it. Power to you, young lady.
Thank you.